Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we're featuring some great Motown artists that had songs that just missed top 40 status in the United States. This half hour, we'll hear from The Miracles, Martha and the Vandellas, The Marvelettes, The Contours, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, David Ruffin, and Rick James featuring Smokey Robinson. All coming up the next half hour. Let's kick it off this half hour with The Miracles, a song called Whole Lot of Shaking in My Heart Since I Met You, from 1966, right here on Motown. Well, that was Martha Vandellas with a song called In My Lonely Room, reaching number 44 in the U.S. pop charts from 1964. And we started with The Miracles, Whole Lot of Shaking in My Heart Since I Met You, number 46 from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we continue to feature some great Motown artists that had a song that didn't quite reach top 40 status. It just missed it in between number 40 and number 50. Well, coming up, The Marvelettes, with a song reaching number 48 from 1966 called You're the One. Well, The Marvelettes were an all-girl group who achieved popularity in the early to mid-1960s, and they consisted of classmates Gladys Horton, Katherine Anderson, Georgiana Tillman, Hawana Kowat, and Georgiana Dobbins. The group was the first major successful act for the Motown record label after The Miracles, and were its first significant successful girl group on the label's early years after the release of the number one single, the first number one single on the Motown record label, called Please Mr. Postman. Well, the group ceased performing together in 1969 and received several honors, including the Vocal Group Hall of Fame and the Pioneer Award from the Rhythm Blues Foundation in 2005. Two of their most successful recordings, Please Mr. Postman is mentioned, and Don't Mess With Bill, earned million-selling gold singles from the RIAA. And in 2012, the Marvelettes were nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall. Well, here are the Marvelettes, You're the One, right here on Motown.
A closet full of black rags, all tucked away in a bed that swank. Two sedans and the latest sports car, plus a lot of money in the bank.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, What You Gave Me. They reached number 49 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. Before that, The Contours with Chick Sherry, number 43 from 1962. And we start with The Marvelettes, You're the One, number 48 from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, so far, we've featured all Motown artists that had a hit song on the U.S. Billboard charts that reached between number 40 and number 50, so just missing the top 40 status. Let's continue with a song from David Ruffin, reaching number 46 from 1976, called Heavy Love. Well, David Ruffin was born on January 18, 1941, and died on June 1, 1991, and he was a great soul singer and musician, most famous for his work as one of the lead singers of The Temptations from 1964 to 1968, or as the group's classic five period, as it was later known. He was known for his unique, raspy, and anguished tenor vocals. He was ranked as one of the 100 greatest singers of all time by Rolling Stone magazine in 2008. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989 for his work with The Temptations. Well, fellow Motown recording artist Marvin Gaye once said of David that, quote, "I heard in his voice a strength that my own voice left." Well, here is David Ruffin with Heavy Love, right here on Motown.
You left the yearning in my heart, and I can't soothe it. No, no, baby, I can't.
can't find another thrill strong enough to remove it. This heavy love.
Over again. Hey there, Miss Brown. as the shore. You're leaving me hungry and crying for more. Oh, weeping me, girl, you're such a score. And I want you to know that.
Smokey Robinson with Rick James, Ebony Eyes, number 43 from 1983. And we start with David Ruffin, Heavy Love, number 46 from 1976. This hour, we feature some great Motown artists that had a hit song that didn't quite reach top 40 status. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.